Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 189 years ago, today in 1836, the naturalist Charles Darwin returned to England after a five-year voyage aboard the ship Beagle, carrying specimens and observations that would inspire his theory of evolution by natural selection, a milestone in biological science and human understanding of life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 44 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 6:20. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 62 and a light northeast breeze at 7 to 10 mph. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 46 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 7:45 with the low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 72 and a light southwest breeze around 5 to 8 mph. Temperatures warm to near 78 on Saturday and around 80 on Sunday and Monday, with nights ranging from the low 50s Friday night to about 61 by Monday night, and generally light southwest winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Arthur T. Dimoulas, the former CEO of Market Basket, is fighting to reclaim his position by appealing to a Delaware court after being fired last month following a failed mediation session with the company's board of directors. In a counterclaim, Dimoulas challenges the allegations made by the board, which he describes as a sham investigation, arguing that the board acted on behalf of his three sisters, who control 60% of the company. The board has stated that a trial is set for December in Delaware, asserting that they have acted with respect for Dimoulas' accomplishments, but emphasizing that a CEO must be accountable to the board. Now on to sports. The Big Ten is in discussions about a private capital deal that would infuse at least $2 billion into the league and its schools, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. The discussions include a 10-year extension of the league's grant of rights until 2046, ensuring long-term stability. The private capital deal and grant of rights extension have been discussed for months, presenting a distinct blow to outside entities attempting to form super leagues. A decision on the private capital deal is expected soon, with three entities under consideration. The setup being discussed is the formation of a new commercial entity, Big Ten Enterprises, to house all revenue generation. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 3-1 49ers are at the 3-1 Rams. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Los Angeles is favored by 8.5, and the over-under is 45.5. In local sports, last night in the Bronx, the Sox lost to the Yankees 4-3. Rice homered for New York in the first, Story and Rafaela scored in the third, and Story added a homer in the sixth for Boston. Wells had the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth for the Yankees. The win went to Williams, the loss to Whitlock, and the save to Bednar. The Sox finished with 6 hits and 0 errors. Tonight, it's do or die in New York. Starting pitcher for the Sox is Connelly Early, who is 1-2 with a 2.33 earned run average. He faces the Yankees' Cam Schlittler, who is 4-3 with a 2.96. First pitch is scheduled for 6:08, with a temperature around 61 degrees. In top news, many services ground to a halt as the federal government shuts down. Much of the federal government is now shut down after Republicans and Democrats in the Senate failed to agree on a funding plan. A Senate vote to reopen the government failed on Wednesday as many federal agencies ceased operations. The Republican-controlled House passed a bill to fund the government through November 21st. But Senate Democrats refused to support it. Critical services like Social Security and Medicare will continue, but delays are expected. About 750,000 federal employees may be furloughed daily. President Trump hinted at possible mass firings of federal workers. In business news, for United States business schools, local challenges could bring global solutions. Stanford University holds on to the top spot among full-time Master of Business Administration programs in the United States. Overall, shifts are underway globally that could result in long-term, fundamental changes. Students again weigh career prospects as a top interest post-degree. Consulting, technology, and finance account for the largest share of new jobs within 3 months of graduation. All this poses an intriguing question. Is the future of business education starting to move abroad, even if slowly? The complete list of schools and detailed methodology are available at bloomberg.com/business-schools. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to just under $119,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $4,400. And XRP is up 4% to $2.96. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Startup Anything has achieved a remarkable valuation of $100 million after reaching $2 million in annual recurring revenue in just 2 weeks. Vibe Coding, which utilizes artificial intelligence-powered coding tools to create apps and websites through natural language prompts, is rapidly gaining popularity. Co-founders Dhruv Amin and Marcus Lowe aim to assist non-technical users in developing complete applications. Amin stated that users have already created fully functional apps, such as a habit tracker and a hairstyle try-on app. Despite intense competition, experts believe there is substantial demand for diverse app-building products. And in entertainment news, Taylor Swift is set to dominate the box office once again with the official release party of A Showgirl, which is projected to debut between $35 million and $40 million this weekend. This significant ticket sales estimate comes just 2 weeks after the film's announcement, with little promotion beyond Swift's social media. The event coincides with her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, releasing on October 3rd. In competition, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine aims for $8 million to $15 million, while Leonardo DiCaprio's one battle after another targets $10 million to $11 million. Meanwhile, Disney's re-release of Avatar, The Way of Water, seeks $3 million to $4 million from over 2,000 theaters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos often breeds life when order breeds habit." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.